This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, besties. Welcome back to another episode from your girls from Blended to Besties. We are on episode 9. So I have a thing that I wanted to start off with.
I have a thing.
I saw it on Facebook today and I was like, huh, that's interesting. I follow a lot of like parenting, co-parenting, bonus parenting pages. And when I originally followed, like, I thought it was going to be like more uplifting. It's just complaining.
Really?
It's just complaining, but it makes good podcast topics and it makes a good discussion. So I was like, let me pull this one because it's like Christmas themed or whatever. And 'tis the season. So this is like a two-parter. Actually, it's like a three-parter. Okay. So the post was about, it was the stepmom who was complaining, and she was saying that her stepdaughter comes over and only asks their house for like more expensive gifts on the list. But yet she only asks her mom for like stuffed animals and stuff like that. And okay. So she was saying it's kind of like messed up or whatever.
Who's saying this?
The stepmom.
Oh, okay. So the stepmom's saying this.
She's like upset that like...
Well, first of all, how does she know what the stepdaughter is asking from her mom?
I guess stepdaughter told her. I don't know.
Oh.
So she's saying that, like, she only gets her, like, one thing off of her list, and then stepdaughter's, like, upset because she only has, like, one gift. But, and then it was funny because, like, you know, I read the comments and stuff, and, you know, she was, like, going off. She's like, it's unfair. The stepmom took it, like, pretty offensively, yeah. I guess, that she's like, she thinks that we're made out of money, like, all this stuff. So she was pretty upset. And then someone in the comments was like, if she's asking you for, like, all of these brand name things, she was asking mom for, like, stuffed animals and stuff, but yet she was asking stepmom for, like, Drunk Elephant, mm-hmm. skincare, and, like, just, like, expensive things. And so she's like, is she, like, do you buy her, like, name brand things over there? Is she,
yeah,
like, and she's like, well, yeah, I mean, and I'm like, well, maybe that's why, like, yeah. You know, and that's what she was kind of like, yeah, that's true. But she doesn't ask her mom for that kind of stuff. And I was like, you created a monster.
She probably knows that, like, her mom either isn't willing to buy that stuff or can't afford her, stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
You ask the people who, like, Michael would never go up to Mike and be like, let's go get Starbucks. But, mm-hmm. like, he knows to come to us, like, the kids know who to ask for what type of thing.
I think there's a bunch of circumstances. First of all, you said stuffed animals versus like Drunk Elephant. How old is this child?
Like 11.
Like 11. Okay. How much time she's spending at mom's house versus dad's house. I feel like I went through the same thing with my childhood where my stepmom and my dad thought that we were asking for expensive presents compared to my mom's house. One, I don't know how else to put this without putting it. We were a little bit spoiled at my mom's house. So, yeah. Like, what we were asking for my mom, and my mom was like, okay, I'm going to get you this, like, and then ask stuff from your dad. All I thought was to ask my dad. I didn't know my dad was on a budget or struggling mm-hmm. financially. I did know they were, like, these expensive, you know, these presents are expensive. And all I could think of is, like, okay.
Yeah, but you also weren't asking your mom for, like, stuffed animals.
No. But, damn, I feel like I was trying to get a point with it. Yeah, like, how often is she seeing them? What are the gifts? And, like, how accurate is this stuff? Like, is she really asking just her mom for, like, stuffed animals and stuff? Like,
well, it was brought up in the
was this a group thing? Like, a forum thing?
It was a forum thing, yeah. Oh. So it was brought up in the group thing, too, that people were saying, well, maybe mom's telling her to, like, ask dad for, like, the more expensive stuff. Like, if she brought up the fact that she wanted Drunk Elephant skincare, the mom allegedly could have been like, well, ask your dad.
My mom did the same thing, like, for phones, because, you know, phones have a plan. It's like you just pay once and you're done. You have to pay per month. My mom said if we wanted phones, we need to ask my dad. Like, and every Christmas we would ask my dad for, like, a new phone and stuff. And I know he was like, why do you want that? But, like, my mom was buying all these other things. She was like, mm-hmm. the least you can do is this one thing that you kind of have to pay monthly for, because she yeah. was like, I'm not going to pay for a fucking phone bill every single month for the kids. So my dad got stuck with that and he hated it.
Yeah, my dad got me a phone too when I was in middle school, I think,
But that's just so he could talk to us because my mom didn't really let
him. Well, we walked. We walked ourselves, so we had a phone. But, like, I wasn't asking for no, like, cheap, like, flip phone. Like, I wanted Sony Ericsson. Like, that was the hot new phone back then. It's like a phone that had, like, a really nice camera. Like, I just needed the Sony Ericsson.
I was gonna say, were you alive? But did you live through like that you could only talk on your phone for free past 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay.
I had minutes. Like, my mom would give me the minutes card.
Like, don't text, it costs money. And I'd be texting anyway, and he'd be like, and buying ringtones and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't buy ringtones. I probably had one. I was pretty good at not buying the ringtones, but my ass would get like a $20 minute card that my mom was like, should last you a month. Bitch, that lasts me 5 days. And then I'd be like, I'm fucked. Like, because then she's going to be like, you're responsible. And I'm like trying to play it cool. But no, I would go through that like nothing. I would be looking in the freaking couches and pockets for money so that I could like get extra money so that she wouldn't know that I didn't have minutes.
Oh, you're bad. So another thing that was brought up was this stepmom was like, she said that it was unfair that she had to. So she has her own kids. She has bio kids and she has her stepkids. And she said it's unfair.
So no, our kids. Hold on. Because you know they have that shit.
It was our kids. Yeah.
Their kids.
So hold on. I'm trying to think of how. Oh. So no. Well, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. No. She had one of their kids and they had a stepkid. And she said it was unfair for them to spend as much money on Christmas on their stepchild as they do their own, like, their ours baby, because the stepchild gets presents over at the bio mom's
house. I was just about to bring that up, because I'm in a bunch of, like, stepmom pages.
We probably saw the same one, because I think we are in a bunch of the same ones.
Yeah, the stepmom, I love the stepmom pages. They're never really healthy. They're kind of toxic, I'm not gonna lie.
She got ripped to shreds,
but
for the record, and for good reason, but.
There was a holiday one that I saw that the lady said, there was a lady saying that she tries to even out, like, let's say, a random number, 10 packages, 10 presents for each kid, that she was like, should she not give the step kids the 10 presents that she gives bio kids and our kids, because it's not fair that step kids get to get double the presents, but the other kids didn't. And people were like, why is it a fucking competition? Like, it doesn't matter what the kid, and that's like what I was agreeing. People said, like, in that scenario, that Christmas scenario, like, the step kid is our kid. We don't think about other mom or the other family. Like, it's our kid in our house, and that's not how we consider it. I'm like, how are you gonna? I get that it's unfair and stuff, but it's not like these kids or most kids who are in a co-parenting situation come with all those presents to the other house anyway. Exactly. So it's basically zero. Even though on their moms they have like the nicest stuff or they have 20 presents, they have zero presents when they go to dad's.
All on Christmas morning, whenever you guys are opening presents or whatever, all that kid's gonna see is the other two kids that, you know, get to see their dad all the time have 10 presents, and that kid comes over and only has three or whatever.
And it's not fair. Like, you can't make it fair no matter how hard you try. Like, the adult's the one who's gonna have to fucking deal with it, because it's not like the kids asked for the two homes. So it's not their fault that they end up getting a bunch of presents at mom's house and they have to suffer at dad's house. Like,
it's two separate situations. It's two different realities. Like, you have, or not realities, that's not the right word.
Situations.
I don't fucking know. You know what I mean? It's two separate things. You have your mom's house that you get your presents on and whatever, and then you have your dad's house. And like you said, like, the stuff doesn't really, like, I had toys at my dad's house that I got for Christmas and they stayed at my dad's house. I got toys that I got at my mom's house and they stayed at my mom's house.
That's so how I was done it.
Like, I could not imagine. I'm so sorry. Like, I could not imagine giving Michael less presents because
you're going to get the rest at your dad's.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's because Michael's my kid. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Travis doesn't feel that way either. Where he's like, let's not give Michael as many. If anything, Mikey gets Michael more gifts.
Yeah. Like, no, I couldn't imagine it either. Like, telling Michael, like, you got a bunch of gifts already at mom, so you only get two here. Like, that.
Yeah.
And I was that kid too, that like, I knew my siblings, my step siblings, all got their first Christmas like gifts. Like, they got big gifts and stuff, and we only got one gift from my dad, like, when we would go and visit. But granted, we were only seeing my dad during like the holidays, so we just got one gift. Like, it still sucked. Like, we weren't there opening a bunch of stuff. And if we opened it, let's say we all did magically get Christmas together, like, we're opening like one or two gifts and like everyone else got like more. So it's like, in that same topic, in that same group situation, they were talking about, if you have stepkids, do you make your bio kids and the our kids wait to open presents or not?
I do.
I thought that was very interesting when I saw it, because I was like, man, that is like, We have only ever had Michael. So, like, we never really open presents unless we had Michael.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't know how, like, you would do that. Like, if we have Michael, does Bryce not open anything until he gets Michael?
No.
Or until you get Michael?
So, my husband works a very, he works a blue-collar job. He works nights and days, 14, you know, he's gone 14 hours a day, either working 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. A lot of the times he works holidays, and he does volunteer to work holidays a lot of the times for double time. So a lot of the times we don't even celebrate Christmas on Christmas Day. Like, for the past few years, he's worked Christmas Eve. And unfortunately, I gave up Christmas Eve because Travis was on Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whatever, you know, you guys can keep him on Christmas Eve. Because at my house, you know, I wait for Travis also. So even if I have Michael, we have Bryce and it's Christmas or whatever, I'm not going to have my husband miss. Mm-hmm. We do nighttime Christmases. We do early morning Christmas. We do Christmas the day after Christmas. Like, whenever my husband's off, that's when we do it. Uh-huh. To me, it's just a day. Like, as long as it gets celebrated, that's how we do a lot of stuff. Birthdays, you know. The only ones that we can't do that on, obviously, is, like, Halloween. But any holiday that can be moved. Thanksgiving, we've done on different days, depending on his schedule. So I do make them wait.
I think last year, you guys waited for Travis. So I don't think, because we had Michael. We drove to your house. I think we gave Bryce's presents that morning because you guys were still waiting anyways. And we were like, let him open something.
Yeah, last year was my year to have Michael for
Christmas afternoon.
Eve. No, it was Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. But then we switched.
Yeah. I gave him to you guys because Travis had to work.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. So we wait. I don't see a problem with it.
I thought that was interesting. A lot of people said, like, they either didn't wait or did wait. Like, they had obviously conflicting things. I know my step-siblings didn't wait. Like, if we were there or not there, we did it differently.
I think my dad did it separate. I think he had his kids open, or my brothers open them on Christmas, and if we weren't there,
mm-hmm.
we just opened them at a later date,
I think. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we never dealt with that situation, so I would thought that was always interesting. And by the time the baby can actually open presents, like, Michael's gonna be, like, not even wanting to wake up Christmas morning anyways.
For me, I want to have both my kids there. Like, I don't want to do two separate things. Like
two separate unwrappings.
And... Yeah, one, it's a big mess. And two, like, you know, it's going to be either, you know, Bryce has to sit there and watch Michael. Even though he already got all his gifts, it's still like, oh, man, you know, I wish I had something. Oh, just have Bryce wait. It's okay. Like,
Bryce,
you don't know.
Bryce also does get the luxury of being able to open other presents because he has, like...
Yeah.
So many other people giving him presents anyways that kind of, like, distracted because
we
gave him presents that kind of, like, what is that called? Like, buy time or whatever.
Tied them over.
My mom, your dad. Yeah. So he's, like, playing with already new toys that he's not even thinking about. Like, we haven't even officially done Christmas yet.
Yeah. Like, if I'm supposed to go over – what did we do? I think my dad came over to my house last year. You guys were there.
At the same time. Yeah. You guys came Christmas Eve.
Yeah. We came to your house Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in the past, if you guys have had Michael and Travis had to work or whatever, I would go to my dad's house for Christmas Eve and I would only have Bryce. Bryce would open his gifts and I would take Michael's gifts from my dad's house to my house. So when we all opened gifts together, he was opening gifts that were from my dad, from his grandma, whatever. And it was kind of like thrown in with Bryce still being able to open presents and stuff. So it didn't look like anything extra.
Yeah. You know? No, that makes sense.
But then my dad still got to watch Bryce open his gifts. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes he'll just wait, too. He'll be like, you know, we'll just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very dependent on the situation and the time and, you know,
Stuff
like that.
No, I agree. I saw that and I thought it was very interesting.
It's interesting.
I didn't want to see the drama, though, so I didn't really go any further.
Yeah, because it's a lot of drama. So speaking of drama. Speaking of drama, we have some things that we are going to give our opinions on and talk about. I love these controversial topics. I think it's good to talk about. And I love to hear other people's opinions. So there's four here that I have.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
I'm always nervous when I don't know what they are yet. Because I'm like, I'm not being blindsided here.
The first one, well, we talked about breastfeeding last time, not last time, the time before on the podcast. What, and, you know, talked about me not being able to breastfeed and all that. So I don't really have an opinion on here. I have like an outsider's opinion, but extended breastfeeding. How do you feel about that?
What is that?
Extended breastfeeding is like.
Is that like breastfeeding for a long time or something?
So usually, don't quote me. baby's normal, you breastfeed for about a year, 6 months to a year, right? Mm-hmm. That's when baby can hold their own bottle. You can switch to formula, or you could, I think at a year you can switch to whole milk.
Okay.
I believe. Don't quote me. It's been a long time since I had kids. Extended breastfeeding is breastfeeding for like, till your kids are like 2, 3. Some people breastfeed until your kids are like 5.
Oh, I love that.
5 years old. Like, what is your opinion? And then I'll tell you mine. Like, how long do you, if you can breastfeed and everything goes successfully, how long do you plan on breastfeeding?
I mean, I don't know much about breastfeeding, so I'm still learning. I'm, like, learning what, like, exclusive breastfeeding is. Mm-hmm. Like, because someone said that, and I was like, what does that mean? They're like, you're just, like, always, you know, you're from the tit.
Always on the tit.
And I was like, oh, so, like, there's different terms between, like, pumping it and putting it in the bottle and stuff.
Exclusive is you don't put it in the bottle.
I think exclusive is just like just the baby's always relying on the tit, so no one else basically feeds the baby. It's you 24/7 dependent.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Which I don't think I would want to do that. One, I don't want to have to be the one that has to wake up every single time. Like, I've always said it, like, if anyone else can feed the baby, I will be happy to pump and leave it there. Like, it should not just be me. So I don't think I would want to do that. But I was under the impression that you stop at like 1 because then you like switch to, I don't know what it's called. Like,
baby
food, yeah, cereal. Like cereal or something, like get them used to the different stuff. I feel like me personally, the sooner you can introduce the baby to foods and stuff and get their like taste buds trying different things, the better.
Baby food, I think, starts at like 6 months. And I think at a year is when you can just do baby food. You don't have to do formula anymore. Because I remember when we were doing that baby food challenge, it literally said like sitter, and that's your baby food sitting at like 6 months old,
mm-hmm.
4 months to 6 months, whatever. So you start eating baby food in your first year, but then I think at the year mark is when you can like just do that. And I think you can supplement with like whole milk if you want to, or formula or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think I would definitely want to introduce foods whenever is the appropriate time, because I just want to make sure that this baby can try new foods. My biggest fear is that this baby turns into my siblings and is piggy as hell.
You can have your baby eat food, but still have them on the boob.
But why do they need to be on the boob at 2 years old? Like, is there a benefit? Like, is there?
I guess people were saying just the vitamins and stuff you get from breast milk, your baby can still.
But like, what does it also do to you? Like, does it do anything to you? To your titties? Like,
I don't know.
I see when women say, they're like, it's time to stop breastfeeding. They're like, mm-hmm. I'm not ready for it, but it's time. And I'm like, so it seems like this like big thing. Like, why is it time? Why do you have to do it? Why are people putting fucking, I don't know, lettuce wraps or whatever it is on their tits to stop the milk from producing? Like, I think I'd have to do research because I just don't know anything about it.
This is my timeline. If the baby can say, Mom, I want the milk. We are not breastfeeding.
I feel like one bite and I'm done. Like,
well, your baby can bite you like as soon as they start getting teeth.
No, I don't want to be bitten on my teeth.
Girl, if the baby can look at you and be like, Mom, I want some breast milk. Like, it's time to cut it. Like, there's mothers who literally have to go to their kids' school.
That's insane.
At like lunchtime and like check them out. Like, grown, like 5-year-old kids.
I don't think I would do that. I'm like, first of all, it took me a while to be like comfortable with the breastfeeding situation. I just can't see myself going from like 0 to like, this is my life now. Like,
if the child can unbutton your shirt and pull the boob out, it's time to cut it.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would do that. Unless there's some big beneficial thing, like it will make my child a president or something. I don't think so.
Some people just really love breastfeeding, and like they get really sad when they can't breastfeed anymore.
Well, it's an emotional thing or like a bonding thing, which I can get that. I just don't feel like I'm like that type of emotional of a person. Like when people are saying you're going to love the bonding and stuff like that, like I don't feel like I'm that type of person.
I mean, you don't know until it happens. Like you might change, but.
Like even when people were like, when you found out you were pregnant, did you cry? And I was like, no.
Yeah, neither did I. I
even told Mike. That's what I told Mike. I was like, is it shitty if I don't cry like when the baby's born? I was like, I'm not that type of person. Like, I feel like I've seen, like, you know, these sad stories and sad movies where people are bawling their eyes out. And I'm just like, am I heartless? Like, I just can't see myself crying over. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't see myself like, oh, my goodness. Like,
No, Travis and I didn't. We both didn't cry. We just looked at each other and, like, smiled.
Yeah. So I'm like, damn, I'm just not, like, I don't wear my heart on my sleeve like that, I guess, compared to other people.
Yeah. The only time I cried was during postpartum depression.
No, I love that. I would just be like, Megan, bring the damn Brie in! She's out already! Give me the fucking Brie!
I got it on fire. All right, so another hot topic is the age you should stop bathing your kids for them.
The age you should stop.
Like, at what age do your kids start bathing themselves? And at what age should you stop going in the bathroom? And, like, you know, even, like, stop wiping your kids? Yeah. Like, what?
That's a great question, fucking question, because I remember bathing Michael. I don't remember when I stopped. I feel like the one day I just tell him to bathe himself and that's what I did. Like, I do not.
Bryce was in the last, like, I want to say the last, like, 9 months.
Yeah.
Maybe not even a full 9 months.
I think once you can see them maybe bathing themselves, like, you're like, you don't really have to be there. Like, you walk away to, like, do an errand or something, and then you go a little further, like, and then you're just not in there at all.
I feel like it started in steps, to be honest. Like you said, like, there's, you know, you were in there the full time. I would wash him, bathe him, whatever. And then, you know, sometimes, I mean, you know, I would only let the water be up so high or whatever. And, you know, step out for a minute, whatever, let him, you know, I would bathe him and then just kind of like let him play for a little bit, because he would sit in there for like a freaking hour.
Yeah.
And then, you know, give him like a cup and like let him pour the water on his head to practice, you know, whatever. And then teaching him, okay, you like wash your feet, wash your hands, and getting him washing his body, you know, and we'd wash his body together. And then eventually, you know, I was still washing his hair. He was washing his body. And then I'm like, okay, you wash your body, I'll wash your hair. We did the hair. Hair was last. Last, the hair was probably like, he's been washing his own hair for, I would say, like, maybe 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, and he's six. I don't trust them to, like, actually get clean. But I don't check him anymore now.
Yeah, I remember.
Actually, you know what? I should have been checking him, though, because I found out that he doesn't use a washcloth or anything.
Bryce does it?
No, I asked
Bryce him. Asked for it sometimes. I think the last time he was here, I don't think he asked it. Yeah, he didn't ask.
And I was like, what do you mean you use your hands? Because he has a scrubber. He has two scrubbers in his bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean you're using your hands? I do believe
he does. Let him make those opinions. I know. We were in that discussion not too long ago.
And it's fine. And I do believe he actually, like, cleans himself, because he will let me know. Like, hey,
Yeah.
He also doesn't like using the same body wash and shampoo. Like, he needs separate.
No, I love that. He's always asking us which one's which, to describe
what
each one does. So he's fully informed.
He loves to be clean. Like, he does not like being dirty. So he's like, I need the shampoo and I need a body wash. He don't do the 3-in-1. He's not that kind of guy.
I love that.
So he'll go in there, and I've told him to wash his hair. He washes his hair 2 times, especially since we've been, like, spray dyeing his hair.
Mm-hmm.
And he does wash his body. And I'm just hoping it's a good, because I haven't been in there in a while to, like, check on him. I don't know.
I don't remember. It must have happened so fucking fast, because I feel like there was one summer when the kids, when we had that pool, remember that nice pool? When we had that pool, I remember, like, when Bryce would get out of it and stuff like that, I would wash him because he was, like, still in a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when he was here a couple of days ago, I heard him just, like, turn the shower on and just jump in. And I'm just like, damn, when the fuck did the transition happen? Like, I do not remember any discussion, anything like that. He's like, I need a towel. And then he's butt naked through the house.
The shower just happened recently, too, because he used to just do baths.
Baths, yeah.
Up until, like 2 months ago. Now and he's full he's on
never
shower.
Even asked for, like, help with the shower. Like, you know, I usually have to help, like, a guest who comes in. Bryce just, like, turned on our shower, used it, and, like, went in with no issue.
I know. He was very pro bath. And then, did you know, he told me that he doesn't play with his toys in the bathtub anymore.
Really?
I threw them all away. Yeah. He's like, I don't need these anymore. And I'm like, what?
That's so sad.
I know. He doesn't play with bath toys anymore.
He's like, I'm just getting in and getting out.
No, he just takes a shower. He's very quick. Turns the shower on.
Yeah.
And, like, washes his body. And I know he does a good job, because he has a mohawk right now. And he's, this kid, God, wish me luck, guys, because he is very into temporary tattoos.
Yeah.
He, thank God he hasn't found out about piercings yet or anything like that, but he loves temporary tattoos.
Well, he had me dying when we went to the co-op that he was like, there's a tattoo place. And you're like, that's real tattoos. And he's like, yeah, I want one.
I know. He wants, And he's very into like dyeing his hair. He wants to dye his hair permanently, like over the summer. But I found these spray paints, like these hair sprays, but they're like different colors. So we've been for soccer, like doing his hair like different colors and stuff. Girl, but I know he's doing a good job because it gets it's all gone. Out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's washing his hair twice to make sure that gets all out.
Girl, that's what we should do to Michael. Spray paint his hair. And then when he gets out, if it's still in there, be like, not good enough. Go back in.
I know, Michael. I have to.
That's what you have to do, like a test.
Yeah, because I know that kid's not cleaning himself.
That's how you do. Spray paint his whole body. If I see the spray paint, you go back in.
I'm telling you, two different kids, I swear. But yeah, like, as far as, like, wiping themselves and stuff. I don't know. I feel like
I think it varies. I think it's once they actually fully get it done, like themselves, where you can be like, all right, you're fully clean. Because you also don't want to like give them that freedom and then you're, you know, cleaning shit stained underwears because it's not accurately getting done.
I also feel like if Bryce, if I was, you know, if he was like, hey, and he like calling me from the bathroom and he was in the shower or whatever. And he was like, hey, mom, you know, I need a towel. I could walk in there and be okay.
Yeah.
You know, if he was in the shower. But if it were Michael, I'd be like, I'm knocking on the door, being like, I don't think Bryce is at that stage yet to where, because, you know, he still runs around the house fucking butt ass naked.
I told you that. That day when I was like, when he's like, I don't have underwear. And I was like, so just grab the towel, wrap it around yourself, go and get it. And then when I just turned the corner of my eyes and I saw white little butt cheeks running through my house that I texted you, I was like, your child is butt naked through my house.
He just loves being in his underwear.
And then he just, like, looks at me and smirks and, like, keeps running. Like, just, like, he loves the freedom. And I'm just get your fucking clothes on.
He'll just, like, stay in his underwear all day. He loves that.
He's a free bird.
He really is.
He was born in the wrong era. He really was. He should have been in the hippie era. He would have been living his best life.
The tattoos and the piercings and the dye hair. Yep. And, oh, my God, I can't. He's going to have a handlebar mustache. I can feel it in my soul. I'm just so happy he hasn't discovered the mullet.
I know.
What's next?
And he's like, how do you say? He's very vocal about like how he wants to like.
Very matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
He wants to look like this. He wants his hair like this. He wants this done this way. But I feel like if he did see a mullet and he's like, that's what I want, like, girl, he's going to be adamant about it. I swear to God.
I know, I'm not ready. But yeah, so as far as the bath, I think, I don't know. I haven't walked in or, you know, I made this step. I think it was before he broke his leg last year, because I remember when he did break his leg and I had to bathe him. It was very uncomfortable.
I already told you my story and what happened.
I know. When he broke his leg and we had to like sponge bathe him, it was, I hadn't been in there in a long time. And let's just say it was way more. And then when I had to take those ticks off.
Yeah.
Girl, I had to take ticks off unmentionable areas off both kids, search and strip.
That was so funny.
And there were ticks in unmentionable areas, and I had to.
There was. On all the males.
Every male.
It was really funny. It was the most interesting time.
Travis checked himself, which was fine, but
I was checking Mike and laughing my ass off.
I had to check Travis's butt.
I so did I. It was traumatizing. When we all joke around.
I had to get all up in there, too.
This is why I don't like fucking jokes and stuff, because we like laugh and joke and make fun of each other. But you guys weren't the one that were like face close to Mike's hairy asshole checking for fucking ticks. Like,
I was that close to Travis's asshole checking for ticks.
And Mike's like, this is marriage. And I was like, this fucking sucks.
I know Travis was talking about going camping again, speaking of. And I said I would go as long as it was in the winter. I'm like, I will never go camping in the spring ever again.
No, those absolutely take me not.
Die. I will not be looking at your asshole again. There's too much hair back there, first of all, for them to hide. I had to spread some things.
That's what I'm saying. It was like hairy and stuff. And it was just like, we were all joking until we started catching them. And then we like took it serious where we were double checking.
It was all a joke until Travis, or no, it was Mike that found one.
It was when I texted y'all because I made a joke and I told Mike, I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we found one on your, and I'm like, what's on the tip? And he's like, you're fucking joking. And then he like freaked out and he's like, it is. And that's when I texted y'all and I was like,
oh my god.
And then we did a thorough search, but what fucked me is because I have these birthmarks everywhere. Same. Mike was like poking and pricking me everywhere and I was like, we can't keep doing this.
Too much. Like it was, and then checking the kids, oh my god, it was,
you had me. One funny part, girl, when you were checking Bryce and he was also looking, so it was like both of you down there and I'm trying not to cry laughing.
I did. He's got a little mole on his little butt too, so
was too funny. Right. Yeah, I don't think there's an age, but going back to that real quick, there's not an age for the baby, and I think it just happens.
Yeah, eventually you're just like, you teach them how to do it, and then just
you hope for the best.
Yeah, and constantly remind them, did you wash your hair? Did you do this? Did you do that? And
because Michael's 13, and still I'm questioning if he really is washing himself.
Girl, we have that conversation weekly. Bryce is good, though. I mean, he's 6, and he's good to go.
Yeah.
So probably like around there, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I wouldn't walk in on Michael. Bryce, I still feel like it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I try to give my kids as much privacy as possible. I don't know. All right. So kissing your kids on the mouth.
No, I love that one.
What do you think?
That is not a Hispanic thing. I did not actually know about that until I met Mike and Michael, that was even a thing. Never seen that anywhere.
Your
never.
You guys are the cheek thing?
Yeah. That's right. Cheek thing. Always been the cheek thing. It wasn't until, I think it was one of the first times that I met Michael, that when I saw Mike maybe put him to bed or something and he kissed him and I'm like, did you mean to do that? He was like, yeah. And I was like,
weirdo.
To each is their own. I guess I could understand if it was like a mom and a son thing, but like seeing like the dad and son, that threw me off and I just wasn't sure. And then I've obviously seen other people do it and whatnot. And I love my mom and dad to death. I just could never imagine kissing them on the mouth. Like, yeah. Goodies.
When you were little, like.
No, we always did like the kissing on the cheek, but like we also do the Hispanics, like you're kissing strangers on the cheeks and stuff like that. And that shit also bothers me. If I don't know you, I don't want you to kiss me on the cheek. Like, yeah, don't care weird. If it's a culture thing.
Yeah, that one is weird and something that I'm still getting used to, and it's like
I know I feel bad because you like, get brought in and you're just like, oh,
I know, it's weird though because I see everyone else doing it and I'm, you know, I'm like the new one there, so I'm like, are they doing it because they know each other or like should I be doing it too? So I kind of like lean in, and then if I feel the cheek, I'm like, oh.
My favorite part, because Mike wasn't used to it either, and Mike was trying to like anticipate it, but then like now it's a game because you get too close to the lips and it's like a scary game. And like I just see Mike testing like, who does he do it with? Is it guy with guy two? Is it guy girl? Like, he doesn't really know. And it was so funny to see other people not be used to it. Even like Michael sometimes when like they try to do it with Michael and I'm like, you don't have to, like, he has no idea what you're doing, and Michael's just like, what the fuck? But that's how Hispanics did it. Yeah, they did it like that. And I'm always big that like, if I don't know you, Hispanic or not, it's not something that I'm comfortable with. Like, sometimes it happens where, like, they're older and they just grab me and they got me. I can't do anything about it. But if I can stop and throw my hand out for, like, a handshake, I'll see them. They'll do this. And I'm like, hey!
Well, like, in other, like, in Europe and stuff, like, they, like, adults, like, mouth kiss. Like, like sons and fathers are, like, grown adults on their lips.
Yeah, I think that's, like...
I've seen it in movies. I've never been over there. I would like to go.
Darn.
It's a little hint.
I don't know. I think everyone has it differently.
It's like
they do that.
I think so. Don't quote me. But
I'm sure it's a sign of like love and happiness and greeting and stuff. Just like handshaking. It's personal. But like with the baby, like I don't think I'll be kissing her in the mouth. I just never did that. And I feel like that's just like so weird.
I kiss my kids. Well, I don't do it with Michael anymore. I actually don't know when it stopped.
I know all these things just like happened just, and then stopped, you know, happening. I saw,
and it literally made me cry. Like I don't know. I'm about to start my period. Probably TMI. I don't care. But I've been, like, I don't know, like, just, and I, it's probably because of the hysterectomy, too, and it's just, like, really hitting me, and I, you know, have to make an appointment. I'm literally, like, I've been putting it off and putting it off, even mm-hmm. though, like, I know I need to do it. It's just, it's a mind thing, but, you know, I'm just, like, looking at my kids and just being, like, oh, my God, like, they are growing so quick. And I saw this lady, she did a TikTok, and she was, like, you know, she's like, if you have the opportunity to, like, pick up your kid or whatever, she's like, you should do it because
yeah.
you never, she's like, one day you're going to pick up your kid and you'll never pick up your kid again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, one day you'll cuddle with your kid on the couch yeah. and you'll never cuddle with your
and
kid
And it's the again. Last time and you didn't yeah, know that it was the last time.
You didn't know it was yeah. the last time, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when we're talking about these things, like, I don't remember the last time, like, I stopped dating Michael or Bryce. It just, like, it just happened.
Even Bryce, like, I don't carry Bryce anymore. Like, when was the last time I picked him up and was just, like...
I was talking about that. I was like, I carried Bryce through Disney. But that was a minute ago.
No. Even, like, putting him in the grocery cart. Like, we went to Target. Picking him up to, like, put him in the car. He climbs in the car himself now. Like,
yeah.
I can't even remember the last time I picked him up and put him in there.
Yeah. No, when I texted you yesterday that I was like, Michael doesn't want kid bed sheets
Girl,
anymore.
That broke me. I'm like.
I was like, Mike told me that. He's like, yeah, Michael told me that. I was like, Michael didn't tell me. And then when I brought it up to Michael and he said he didn't want it. And I was like, so what do you want then? I, like, enjoyed, like, doing, like, kid themed decorated room that I'm like, so you just want, like, a plain room? Like, yeah. And then when you Google the stuff, it's just, like, dorm essentials. And I'm like, what?
Dorm? Oh, my God.
I'm like, why? Like, so why not?
Because literally last year, my dad got, was it last year? Or was it the year before? See, time's just flying too fast. He just got, like, a brand new Fortnite bedroom set. And I don't know if it was
he
last year or the year before.
Kid stuff now. And I'm like,
you know what he told me for Christmas? He goes, I really don't want any Fortnite gift cards. He's like, I don't really play that anymore. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
So
that was like your whole life.
When we were at the doctor's today, because the doctor was asking what he liked and what he was into. And he was like really shy at first. And I was like, he likes video games. And then Michael starts answering like the video games that he likes. And I'm like, looking at Mike, I'm like, what the fuck is that? I don't know what he's talking about. He's like, I like first-person shooter. He talked about, like, Call of Duty and stuff. But then he was talking about a different game. Like, something like, it's like a modern version of Zelda. Gen something. I don't know what it was. And I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? And I'm like, what first-person shooter games? I've never seen you do a first-person shooter game before. And he's like, yeah, I'm into this. And he's like, and I play online something, simulator something. And I'm like.
Oh, my brother sent him.
What the fuck are you talking
like
about?
A virtual, not virtual reality.
I was so confused.
Says, like, I don't know what it's called. I'm not very good with
games. Like a POV game? Like, is that what it is?
You put the helmet thing on and it looks like you're like, mm-hmm. your whole room is the virtual okay. reality.
It is virtual reality. Whatever. Like the Oculus?
Yeah, he's got, I don't know what that is, but I'm assuming we're talking the same.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's, I was so it just makes confused. Me so sad because I'm like,
that's okay. how I feel when everyone's asking like what to get so Michael for a gift and I'm like I don't even know what he's into anymore. I'm like, I'm lucky I know his fucking name, and I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
I know,
no
he,
idea
he didn't it's every single year he's circling like less and less and less
yeah
like the little Target thing. Him and I were at TJ Maxx.
Girl, he said, can you just give me cash?
I know, he told me that too. He was like, I want gift cards. And I was like, I
how
get
the
it
fuck do I wrap a fucking cash item?
No, that's what he told me too. And I was like, I get it, because you know, if you get enough gift cards from people, like, because you know he wants an Xbox, and I was like, I'm not gonna buy you an Xbox, but if you get enough gift cards from people, then maybe
yeah.
you could at least, you know,
yeah, he put down he wanted an Xbox, a PlayStation 5,
yeah,
and then this $500 steering wheel set thing. And I was
Girl,
like,
yeah, he did the same thing at our house. But we were at TJ Maxx, and mind you, I don't know what to get him, like I really don't. And so we were walking around and he's like, can I get this? He was kind of like joking, like,
yeah,
can I get this? And I was like, how much is it? And he's like, $15. And I was like, get it. It's part of your Christmas. I was like, do you really want that? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, it's so hard to
yeah.
buy you it. If it's $15, I was like, yeah. I was like, you're not going to get it until Christmas, though. And I'm going to wrap it up and put it in your
yeah.
tree. But yeah, get it. It was like it was a light, but it was like the PS4 controller, like the X and the circle and the
mm-hmm.
square.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like a light. And I was like, okay, get it.
No, I love
he was like,
him.
Really? And I was like, I don't know.
I know, it's so confusing.
Yeah, get it.
I was like, what the fuck? But
yeah, like, I don't kiss Michael on the mouth. I'll kiss him like on the cheek or something. If like we're hugging or something, I'll give him a little kiss on the cheek or like a kiss on the head. He's gonna be 13 in December. Bryce, I still kiss him on the lips. Mm-hmm. Kiss him goodnight. Mwah. Bryce says he doesn't really kiss. He's like a
let's get it over with.
Yeah, he doesn't really know how to like
Yeah.
Kiss. He doesn't know how to make the noise. He just pushes his lips. No, I love that. But, and he's six. I have to try to keep a mental note of, like, when does it feel like we should stop? Because I don't know.
Doing that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mike and I were just talking about how, like, Michael still says, like, daddy and, like, mommy and stuff. Yeah. And I was, like, telling Mike, I was, like, when is it, like, when does it become a little weird, though? And I was, like, 13 saying daddy. And I was, like, I don't know. Like, is that something you talk about? Like, does it get rid of him? I know me as an adult, like, at 29 years old, sometimes I do say mommy and daddy. And, like, my brother especially, he's, like, why the fuck are you calling them that? Like, he just gets thrown off. But I'd, like, I grew up saying that for so long that it just slips out sometimes. And even I, when I say it, I'm, like, it does sound weird calling my grown-ass dad, you know, you daddy.
You guys are Hispanic. You guys say mommy. Like,
yeah, your mom mommy and Bobby and stuff. Time. Yeah.
So.
But I'm just like, like, it sounds weird. I'm sure it sounds weird to other people. But, like, I guess we don't see it as anything, like, anything else. Like,
I don't know when it stopped for me.
I'll do mother sometimes. I'm like, hello, mother. But, like, I feel like now I'm being, like, a smartass.
Girl, the day he stops calling me mommy, I'm a fucking beat his ass, I swear.
I love that.
It's gonna make me so sad. Bryce just calls me by my first name now.
Bryce is his own. Bryce needs a dedicated podcast episode, okay? Because he is completely different.
He's gonna give me a run for my money, I swear.
He cracks me up, man. He's just.
Bryce is.
He's the one who's gonna be giving out the gray and white hairs because he. I was literally telling.
He's not bad, though. He's just like.
He's not bad, but, like, he has that strong, sassy personality.
Yeah, like, where did you get that from? It's like,
I've never wanted to square up more with a child than with Bryce, because it just feels like when we argue sometimes, like, I am arguing with an adult. Like, I'll forget that it's a six-year-old that I'm fighting with. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, ready to throw hands. And I'm like, wait, I can ground you. Like, why the fuck am I doing, like, all this extra stuff?
I feel like everything he does or says is just, like, so far out of left field that you're just like, what?
He just talks like a... like a real person, if that makes sense. It's like,
unlike any six-year-old I've ever met. Like, he's just, he's so, I don't know. And I have four brothers that I watched all grow up, and I've never met a child like Bryce. I know. It's just so weird.
He's just a grown-ass man in a little body, and sometimes it just, I swear to God, that child, I just cannot wait till he's old enough, and, you know, he grows out of it, and I'm like, I remember, and I'm coming back for revenge.
So are you, do you think it's gonna be weird that Mike kisses his daughter on the lips, or have you guys had that talk?
We haven't. I do think it would be kind of, I wouldn't want to stop him because it's his child, and I would never want to. You should be able to love your child exactly how you want to. But it's just not, like, something that, like, I would do. Like, I can't see myself forcing myself to do it, and I don't want to force him to not do it. So if we're doing two different things, we're doing two different things. But I just never done it. So I just don't see that, like, bonding in it. But I'm sure there's different things that we're going to do, because, like, I also don't know, like, what term, like, everyone has their own term for their kids. Like, what terms am I going to use? Am I going to use, like, the regular terms, or am I going to do, like, my mom with the whole mommy thing and stuff like that? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. I guess whatever comes out comes out.
Yeah, I mean, it's so easy to, like, sit and think and, like, oh, I'm gonna do this and do this, and once you have your kid, everything changes.
Yeah,
like, everything changes. You can think you're gonna be a certain way and, oh, I'm gonna be like this or whatever, and then as soon as you have your kid, everything's
changed. Yeah,
throw everything out the window.
No, I love that. That would be very interesting.
All right, last one is going to be your kids seeing you naked.
Oh, this is a fun one. I saw that all over. Was it Facebook?
Yeah, we know somebody who has, like, a 10-year-old son who still, like, sees his mom naked.
Well, let's start with you real quick. Have you seen your parents naked?
Not my dad.
You've seen your mom naked, though?
I know I've seen her topless.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I think I may have seen her in the shower one time to, like, hand her a towel. But definitely topless.
Okay.
I've also seen my mother-in-law topless.
No, let's not go too far into that. I don't think I've ever seen my dad naked. I've seen my dad in, like, underwears.
I've seen my dad in underwears.
Yeah, but I've never seen him naked. I think I've only seen him in underwears maybe twice. Yeah. Like, never really a lot. My mom growing up, we never saw her naked. She was really good about, like, hiding herself. I think it's when I was a teenager and, like, we were, like, you know, trying on the same clothes and wearing the same stuff. I think that's when I started seeing her naked, because it's like with your girlfriends and stuff, like, yeah, you just like get changed and you don't think anything of it. I think that's when it got to it. But when we were little, my mom always hid herself. We never saw her, never saw anything. Teenagers, when you're seeing like other girls naked, is, I think, is when I started seeing her naked.
Did you ever shower with your mom?
No.
You never showered with your mom?
No.
I used to shower. So I guess I have seen my mom naked. I don't remember it, but I know I used to take baths with my mom, and I used to take baths with my, or not baths, showers. I used to take baths with my stepmom too.
I don't think that's a Hispanic thing too. Because I think there was one time when Michael was really little, that Mike was like getting the bath quickly to like try to like shower and, yeah, get him done. And I was like, what are you doing?
I used to shower with Michael and Bryce too, because it was just easier while I was in there, especially when they were babies. Mm-hmm. If I was in there already, just to bathe them too. And then they would like hang out and just like chill and splash in the water and stuff. Travis used to bathe with Bryce too, but then he said as soon as he started looking up and trying to grab his wiener, he was like, I think we're done. But it was a good, it really, like, it was just about saving time and, mm-hmm, to like give the other parent a break. Like, hey, I'm gonna go shower, yeah, anyway. I'm gonna take Bryce in the shower with me. And I used to shower with Bryce up until probably, I would say maybe 2 years ago, even though like he could still bathe himself. Like sometimes if we were all coming back from kayaking, mm-hmm, or something, we all had to get in the shower.
Yeah.
I would just take Bryce in the shower with me. Or I have, that was a while ago. And then like it kind of like transformed into, in my bathroom, I have a shower and then I have a garden tub right next to it.
They're separate. Yeah.
Yeah. I would put Bryce in the garden tub and then I would jump in the shower. Mm-hmm. So there was like a brief second where, you know, he saw me, mm-hmm, naked.
Yeah,
but no. I will say he did see me naked after I got my boobs. Not naked. He saw me topless. I changed my shirt and he was like, your boobs are big. And I was like, okay, that's how we know.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I don't think I ever showered with any of my parents. I don't think that was a Hispanic thing to,
that's so crazy, to shower. I used to shower with my mom when I was little, like all the time. I don't remember like what she looked like. I just remember, mm-hmm, like sitting on the bottom of the bath, and my stepmom too. At my dad's, I would shower with her.
But also, I think, which I don't know if this had to do with it or not, but like it was me and my brother. So like we took baths together, like,
yeah,
2-year-old and a 1-year-old, like together. But like I don't think she like took baths with us.
My brother and I used to, my parents used to bathe my brother and I together too.
They both together at the same time make things easier.
And then once I got a little older, like, you know, Bryce's age, I think that's when I switched to maybe shower with my stepmom, because, mm-hmm, they separated us too.
Oh
yeah,
yeah, no, I always gave Michael baths. I was like, we're not, no, not time, doing that. But yeah, I didn't see my mom naked until like I was an adult, or, you know, teenager adult type of thing. I feel like if it's like a family thing and you like catch your family, like, I don't think it should be like a shock value. Like, mm-hmm, you shouldn't be like, oh my god, it's like so bad to, like, obviously don't encourage it or anything, yeah, like that, but like you shouldn't like make it a big deal, I guess, if you're like family and stuff. I mean, if I'm walking in the bathroom and Michael happens to be in there, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, and close the door. But I'm like, ah, like, yeah.
No, that brings us to like another one too. Like being like, for me, I was talking to Travis about this. I was changing a shirt or something on for an outfit video or something, and I was in a bra. And Travis is like, you need to change. And I was like, or something like that. And, mm-hmm, I was like, my bathing suits are literally smaller, yeah, than this bra. Like, I'm not gonna, like, I don't care if my kids see me in a bra. Like, I'm sorry, but.
We have the discussions here too all the time. Mike's, yeah, like, you need to like make sure like certain things are covered and stuff. And I'm like,
my bathing suits are smaller than my bra.
Yeah. Like, if Michael catches me in a bra or whatever, like, the bras and the bathing suits, like, it's basically the same thing. Like, am, mm-hmm, I still gonna cover myself? Of course, or whatnot. Do I have the booty short, like panties and stuff, yeah, like that? I'm like, they cover way more than a bathing suit. Like, I like to do, yep, a t-shirt and the booty shorts and that's it. Like,
and
I don't,
it's not like lingerie or anything like, yeah, that. Like, it's a fucking tan bra or like a black solid bra. Like,
My butt cheeks might be hanging out, but I'm not here twerking and clapping them for him to like directly, yeah, stare.
No, I agree. And I think that, like, one, not normalizing it. I mean, that's like I'm prancing around the, yeah, house in my bra and underwear, but that if you try to like make it like, oh my god, you know, don't look at me, I'm in a bra, like, that's gonna make them be like not sexualize it, but
if they see someone else like, oh, she's, her titties are out in public type of thing, where they're not gonna think twice of it if someone, exactly, does have to be, happen to be revealing out in public,
exactly, like you see a little bit of cleavage and they're like, oh my god,
yeah,
it's not,
It's not a big deal. No.
I don't think it's a big deal. No. Again, I'm not running around my house in my bra and underwear and stuff. But if I need to change a shirt real quick, if I'm, you know. And there's several times where I'm trying on stuff in the dressing room, too. And I'm not going to leave my six-year-old outside the dressing room. No, he's going to come in with me. And same thing with if we need to all use the bathroom and the family room's the only one that's there. Like, I'm putting them in there. Michael's going to go stand in the corner. Bryce is going to stand in the corner. They'll do whatever. I'm going to pee.
Like, Bryce cracks me up, though, when I'm, like, standing in the corner, face the other way. And he's like. And I'm like, turn around.
Yeah, like, I'm not leaving my kids outside, like, the bathroom. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I completely agree. I think, I mean, they've seen us in bathing suits to not, like, it's not anything it's less not than bathing suits. It's not those, like, nipple-hanging bras or anything. I mean, if I'm naked or in a towel and stuff, like, I'm going to make sure that the towel stays on. I'm not going to, like, do anything that's like, oops, you see. I don't want to be the first boobies that they've seen.
No, it's weird. But if it...
But I do want that.
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Exactly. And, like, I feel like the kids, like, see us as, like, ew, gross. It's like my parents. Yeah. Like, let us think we're gross. Like, I don't mind being gross. Like, we're old and saggy or whatever.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. I've literally worn leggings or biker shorts and a sports bra before. Like, it's.
No, for real.
The same. Like, the bra I'm wearing right now is literally just. A black bra. It's a normal black bra, full coverage bra. My bathing suits are smaller.
I mean, I even feel like underneath the model, like the whole, I've seen women say this and it's like, well, he came out of my vagina. Like,
I know.
It's like, if he happens to see it, oh well, but.
No, I truly, like, do not care. Like, I'll be in the bathroom and Bryce will just like my cats, just like walk on in, like, hey, and I'm like, get the fuck out.
Remember when Bryce used to be little and I'd hold him and he was cupping my titty with his hands? And it was just, like, the most innocent thing, but I was just like, Megan, you got a full titty in the hands.
But they don't know any different.
No, exactly.
Like, he's so used to just, like, you know, just, it's a natural thing. Like, women have
tits. Those are my favorite pictures.
Women have, like, it's, they're there. Like, it's, oh my God, don't
They don't know, like to move their hands because it's not in the, like, in an appropriate spot, essentially. He's just putting his hands wherever he happens to sit. But it would just make me giggle every single time.
It's like overly sexualizing women. Like, just, it's titties. Like, we all have them.
Well, it's just like the whole, like, breastfeeding in public when, like, people freak out of it and stuff like that. I'm like, if you make it a big deal, then you're, it's going to be a big deal. But, like.
And exactly. That's, like, the same thing. Like, you could take a kid who was, like, oh my God, you know, never seen it. His mother was like, oh my God, you know, never seen a titty before. And you would take my kids who have seen, you know. They take a fucking bra out there and they would have walked past a breastfeeding baby and they wouldn't think anything of it. No. It's just a pair of boobs. Like, women have boobs.
Exactly. And, like, who's the one who's glorifying them? Like, gross, disgusting men anyways. So, kids are going to see a titty and be like, that looks nice. They're just going to be like, oh, it's a baby being fed. It's
a thing that women have. Like,
yeah.
We got fucking titties. And that's what they're there for, to feed children. So.
No, for real.
Anyway. All right. Well, we're going to cut it here and we will catch you guys in the next episode.
Yep.
Bye.